Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is December the 18th, 2019. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is the final episode of 2019. This is episode 186 and I'm going to do a quick wrap-up of the year. And so I'm basically going to do the only summary episode, which I call podcast summaries, in which I will talk a little bit about each episode that I did in 2019. Briefly, I will just read the title and briefly talk about the content. And then I also intend to give you some numbers. It's kind of interesting to analyze this. The podcast is reaching now 100,000 downloads. That's it, 100,000 downloads. I started this project back in January 2014, so it's been 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19, the full year, so 6 full years doing podcast episodes. I've reached 187 because there is the first episode, which is episode 0. And then after that, I have 186 more episodes. So I have reached 100,000 downloads. And in people from 138 countries have downloaded the podcast episodes. The top countries being Brazil, of course, that's where I'm from, with more than 12,500 downloads. And then Japan, with almost 7,000 downloads, and then the United States and Spain and China would be the top five, with Australia, Germany, Canada, Russia completing the top 10 list. So basically, this is it. Let me see here. Brazil, Japan, United States, Spain, China. That's the top five. Then we have four more here, the top 9: Australia, Germany, Canada, and Russia. So it's a great pleasure to share with you what I know about English and to try to keep you engaged with your learning. And today then I'm going to talk a lot about modal verbs, because actually this year, 2019, I did quite a few episodes on this topic. So let me get here the list of topics. So I started the year with an episode, episode 171, which was about ways of traveling. And basically I talked about different ways people normally travel, and I discussed the pros and cons of each way. And also, I talked a little bit about places to stay while you're traveling. So this is a very, it's just some opinions just for you to practice your listening. And maybe for EFL teachers out there, it could be an interesting piece to explore in terms of listening. And then you can also give your opinions. You could use that in a conversation class. Basically, that's it. Then episode 172 was about platitudes. With a collaborator on the show. Actually, I don't remember who was the collaborator on the show, but we basically go through a list of platitudes that I found on the internet. Ah, I remember now. This was a student of mine who was moving to São Paulo, and we did a final episode, and that was a kind of episode to immortalize his voice here in the Follow English Podcast. I guess he's doing fine, pretty fine now in São Paulo nowadays. But we basically read a few platitudes, which are those sentences that we usually say when sentences that are a bit nonsense, or sometimes they can be true, but they're popular sayings that sometimes can sound annoying. That's why the title Platitudes and How Annoying They Can Be. This was inspired in a short article I found on the internet and that I explored with a few students. So we were just choosing platitudes, or these sentences. C'est la vie, something like that. Yeah, so sentences we normally say when something specific happens, and that sometimes can be a bit annoying. Then episode 173 was an interview with IELTSpodcast.com owner. That's Ben Worthington. We talked basically about IELTS, and we talked a little bit about his teaching experience at the beginning. I remember that I actually listened to this podcast episode quite recently again, just to remember. We talked about the best strategies that candidates can have or can use in order to improve their scores, and how they can reach the higher band, 7, 8, or 9. So it was quite a long episode, a long interview, 33 minutes, 34 minutes actually, and lots of information, different things, you know. Then episode 174 was about adjective and preposition collocations. I don't remember exactly all the adjective preposition collocations, so I'm not going to give examples here, but basically I talked about how teachers could use this in class, like when you have to be worried about or to be excited about, but then you could say, for instance, to be famous for or to be notorious for. So these combinations that we have when we have an adjective and which preposition actually follows it. So I talked about an exercise how you could explore this in class. So it's also good for EFL teachers. Episode 175 was about the difference between the adjectives tall and high. So I give some examples. I gave some examples on the episode, and I talked a little bit about the different aspects that we can observe in their meanings. Then moving on, let me go on to episode 176 now. Just a second. Yeah, episode 176 was about verbs with prepositions of and about. Yeah? So to dream of, to hear of, or to think about, to hear about. So the difference between hear of or hear about, the difference between think of or to think about. So to complain as well, to complain and to remind. So basically, a mix of grammar and vocabulary as well. Episode 177 was about the difference between care about and care for. Only those two verbs. Yeah. So I talked about the different aspects that we can observe in their meanings, and also I went through some examples. Then 178 was about the difference between look for and search for. So basically, again, going through some examples and discussing some of the aspects that we can observe in their meanings. Episode 179 was the beginning of a long series about modal verbs. I actually realized I hadn't never done an episode on modal verbs, so I started on 179. And this first one was just a brief overview of modal verbs, what they are, how they work, I mean the structures that you can use with them. Then I gave a few examples and discussed some aspects of their meanings. And then on episode 180, then I talked more specifically about modal verbs used to express ability, so can, could, be able to, and gave some examples and talked about how you can refer to obligation in the past or in the present, to obligation, no, sorry, ability in the past, in the present. Then on episode 181, I talked about obligation, modal verbs used to express obligation and prohibition. Then I talked about have to, must, and the negatives as well, mustn't or don't have to. So again, examples and meaning. And then modal verbs, episode 182, modal verbs used in request. So can, could, basically that, may, if I'm not wrong. And then episode 183 was about modal verbs used to express deduction and possibility. Quite a few modal verbs here, must, might, may, could. I also talked about how to refer to, you know, possibility in the past or deduction in the past, how to use these verbs expressing the past, to refer to the past, I mean. And then episode 184 was about other structures used to express modal meanings, structures such as managed to, used to, going to. Again, I discussed the meaning and talked a little bit about the structures, how you can use them, and how they can be used to express modality in English. Finally, in the last episode, 185, I talked about be supposed to, because then I realized when I listened again to 184, sorry, I realized that I forgot to include be supposed to. I think it's a very interesting structure to know how to, if you want to, you know, to build on your fluency, it's an interesting structure to have a good command of. So to be supposed to, I talk about how the structure works, I give some examples, I talk about the pronunciation of the structure, and basically that's it. I would also like to thank you very much for listening to the podcast. I hope you're all learning something and enjoying. And well, I would like to wish you all Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year 2020. I hope your 2020 is even better than your 2019. And I'm going to be starting a short trip now by the end of December. I'll be heading off to Uruguay by car. Quite a long trip by car, and well, I'll do a short episode about the trip after I come back. But basically, the idea is to spend about 15 days traveling and staying in hostels. I'm going to stay in a country house near Colonia de Sacramento, and I'm also going to stay in a cheap hotel in Montevideo. So all sorts of places. Maybe I'll go camping as well. So a little adventure in Uruguay, and that's near where I live. I calculate that I'm thinking about 3,000 kilometers the whole trip. So I'm going to go to many different small towns in Uruguay and the coast as well, go to the beach. And that's it. So this is it for 2019. I hope you're all learning something. Remember that you can subscribe to this podcast by going to the webpage. And the webpage is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br. And you can subscribe using any podcatcher that you might be using to reach us, or you can download the MP3 files directly from the webpage. And you can even save them, store them, send them, whatever. I hope you're all using this to learn something or to help people learn English. And this is it. I'll see you next year. See you next time. Bye.